A memo of Bay's by the two dots. So we've been quoting statements in the name of Rav. The gear said till now has been Omer Rav and Omer Rav. That's how this all started. Menashe Kadosh Baruch Hu Zonas Achelo, and then Omer Rav and Rav Shchina Shishin Malami Achelo. Omer Rav and Rav about the rain. So that's why you have gears on the side. Which says in Ein Yaakov that the Gersh is Amar Rav and Amar Rav instead of Amar Rav Ami Amar Rav. Might have seen but Tzah Ben Adam Aselecha Klei Gerlo. So the Bereshim told Yecheskel, it's part of his one of his nevuas. A lot of Yecheskel's nevuas he did them. He would actually the Bereshim would have him do some type of action to concretize the nevuah.
What do you mean? With his hands?
No. He would do something. He would he would lie on his side, or he would build a building and destroy it. He would display or enact some part of the prophecy was going to happen in a symbolic way to concretize the nevuah. So the Bereshim told the Yecheskel to get together the clay gerla, the kelim which you need to go into exile, indicating that that's what's going to happen. They already were in Golus, but so what is the clay gerla? Zuner ukahara. A person has a lamp for himself to where he goes. He can light a bowl. Ushatiach and a piece of cloth or a piece of leather to eat on. Okay. Becherse Kol. Pasuk says in Devarim that Christ is going to go into the Teichecha. He's going to take place. Becherse Kol, lacking everything. So the flip side of what we just said was Amar Abami Amar Rav Beloy Ner Ubeloy Shulchan. They're going to be lacking. They're going to sit in the darkness with nowhere to sit to eat. So that's the clay gerla means the thing. When you're going to go, it's the things that you need, the most basic need to take with you. So if you're missing everything means you're missing those things. Rav Chista Omer Beloy Isha. Rav Sheshet Omer Beloy Shamash. Rav Nachman Beloy Deya. So lacking understanding, Tana, b'loy melach u'b'loy revav, without salt and without oil. So each one had their different version of the chayser kol means everything is missing. They had this one last thing which is missing. Amar Baya and the Katina, we have a masara ain't only ela b'deya. That when it says the person is in a state of aneas, the greatest aneas is lacking das, lacking understanding. But Marava Amri, there's a saying which they say in the West, which means in Eretz Yisrael, there's a saying which they say, the dobe kulabe, the lo dobe mabe. If a person has das, so then he has everything. If he doesn't have das, what does he have? Dokoni machasir. A person acquires das. What is he missing? Dolokoni makoni. If he doesn't acquire das, so what does he have? They made this into a song. Okay. I'm not sure exactly why this deserves to be made into a song more than anything else, but So that parallels the statement that Abaya said, and Rav Nachman said that the most basic need the person has is das. There's chokhmah, there's bina, and there's das. So chokhmah is book knowledge, it's you know, information. Bina is taking that information and stripping it to the basic concept, which they make it that it's now applicable to somewhere else as well. You can extrapolate. If I understand the logic behind it, the principle behind it, the rule behind it, so then I can apply it to other scenarios. That's bina, which allows you to make a binyan out of something to build. You can build on it, and then das is to take that information and assimilate it into your being and absorb it and be able to understand, truly relate to it, understand it, and So there's plenty of people who have chokhmah and even have bina, but they have the meat of das, that you absorb something and the information becomes, you truly understand it. And you, so understand is lacking in many people. So a lot of aniyim out there.
Yeah.
So when a person is in a state of illness, it means that there's a judgment taking place, and if the person arises from the illness, the deathly ill person who's deathly ill, that's because the Rosh Hashem is Meichel him. Shenemer Hashleich l'chol abanoyechi, harayfei l'chol taklo oyechi. That David says that the Rosh Hashem is forgives all of the avoinus, my avoinus, and the Rosh Hashem is roife to all of my illnesses. And not only that, but he goes back to his youth, his strength of his youth. Shemer roitveish besara minora yoshub limei alumav. So the person is that when the he's worn out and becomes awakened again, lashon of root and fash is besar minorar, that his flesh is what had been weakened, and it now it's fash, it's increasing, becomes Rotsub and Fash, it's a contraction of it's now fresh and increasing. It goes back to the Me'alumov. Okay, the Pasuk says, Kol Mishkoi Havata B'Chayoi. So back to the Kapitel Mem Aleph, which we quoted before, is the Kapitel Shem Yisidin Al Eretz Tavoi, and Shem Yishmer B'Chayei B'Shav Oretz, Ashrim Eskol Dobi Yom Ra'al Yimot Heu Hashem. So all the capital is referring to the Bereshim responding to the Chayla. So going back to that capital, it says Kol Mishkoi Havata B'Chayoi. So while he's in a state of illness, everything which he's lying in, the illness caused everything to be Nehapach, to be to become the opposite. What does that mean? Omer of Yosef, Lomer the Mishkeh Tal Limudai. When a person's ill, he forgets his learning.
Rav Yosef.
Yeah, Rav Yosef.
That was him himself.
Rav Yosef Cholosh Yakele Limudai. The Mer says, Rav Yosef, it happened to him, and he lost his learning. Ahadre Abaya Kameh. So Abaya reviewed back and everything which he learned from Rav Yosef to give back to Rav Yosef his knowledge. That's what we find in the places that Rav Yosef says. Amar Yosef leshmieli hadosh maito. Rav Yosef says, I'm not familiar with this statement. Amar le'Abaya, and Abaya says to Rav Yosef, at amrita nehalon, mehal masnis amrita nehalon. You're the one who taught it to us, and you taught it to us based on the following source. So if you look at your Mar Mekaymus on the side, so this is found in multiple places in Shas. He has it in five places in Ervin, and Makkas, two places, Makkas and Nidin, two places. So that's all from this story that Rabbi Yosef forgot his learning because of his illness. Okay. So the Mora, he have a Gomer Rebbe Tlas Asri Api Hilchasa. When Rebbe would develop 13 approaches to a halacha, Agmei Reb Chiya Shiva Minhar, he was able to teach Reb Chiya 7 of them. The Saif Kolish Rebbe became ill, and he forgot what he this knowledge. So Reb Chiya was able to give back to Rebbe, review back with Rebbe the 7 explanations, approaches is probably a better word, that Rebbe taught him. Veshita ozdu, but 6 of them went, they were lost. Okay. So the Mura Hava Hau Katsra. I'm sorry. Shita Ozdu Hava. I guess that's how you should read it. No. Hava Katsra, there was this washerman. Have Shmuley the Rebbe could have a garis lehu, and he had heard when Rebbe was reviewing them to himself, this person who was the washerman, had heard what Rebbe had learned, so he had heard the words. Also, Rebbe the Gemara Yeshayin Kamei Katsra. So Rebbe went to the Katsra and learned them from the Katsra. So he went and then taught them back to Rebbe. When Rebbe later on met that washerman, he called him Rebbe and he says, "You have made me and Chia. There's part of me now which is because of you." Ika da Amri, some say, Haki Kamerle, Atosisa es Chia, Chia also Isi. He explained the two steps. Vomer Asandri Amr of Chia Brahaba, Gotal Nation Nasa, the Chela Yosemina Nation Nasa, the Chananya Mishal Bazarya. The nace of recovery from a deathly illness is greater than the nace of coming out of the Kibshan Eish. How so? Shachananya Shal Vazaya Eish Shal Hedyat. It was an earthly fire. So that fire really is quenchable. You need a lot of water. So you need a lot more water. But that fire is a fire which can be put out. But the person who has the fever, that comes from heaven, and nobody has the ability to extinguish it. It comes the time for a person's end. A kol moshlim by everything has the power over him to bring it to that moment. So Kayan says that now that he's been decreed from Shemayim that he's supposed to die, so whoever will find me will be able to kill me. Rav Amar Minadein Kro. Rav says from a different pasuk. So the person's mishpat, the decision that the person should die. The one who receives that judgment will happen this day, because everything now, all of the world is Rosham's servant, the vehicle to bring it that to happen. Okay, Rabbi Rashila. Rabbi Rashila Amru Le. Shchiv Gavra. I'm going to read this. One second. They told him Shchiv Gavra Gavaya, that there was this tall person which became took ill. Okay. Havi Rochiv Girdoina. So he was riding on a mule, Gedona Zutra. Mati Titsura. So this large person was riding on this small mule. They came to a bridge. Istuyit, the animal went wild. Shadin threw him off. And he was now taken deathly ill. Kari al nafshei l'mishtecha amdu hayom. This pasuk which says that it came a time, so this little mule, which is much smaller than the person, was able to be the vehicle to cause the person to die. Okay. Shmuel Chazya Lahu Akraba. So Shmuel saw a scorpion, Yesiva al Akrukta, which was riding on a frog. Valver in the Hara, and it went across the river. Tarka Gavra Umayas. It bit the person, it stung the person, and the person died. So you don't normally see scorpions riding on the back of frogs, but when it's that's what's supposed to happen. Sekari Alecha Alei, Shmuel applied to this situation. That person was supposed to die, and that was the decree. The Bereshim can make that the scorpion can ride on the back of a frog to do that. So Bikakarlim only is appropriate to a person who has been cloaked with heat, means he has a fever. So that's the type of illness that you should visit. Or says, Lafuke Mai, so what type of illness are you coming to exclude that you shouldn't visit? Lafuke Ha. The Tanya, we're coming to that which the Brisa says that Rabbi Yossi ben Bar Prota Omer Mishum Rabbi Eliezer and Ravakin Lachel Ma'ayim Velachel Ha'ayin Velam Mechushay Harosh. So you shouldn't visit these types of illnesses. A person who has Chel Ma'ayim, he has illness in his innards, literally, the gastrointestinal tract. Or eyes, or the person has a pain in his head. So verse says, "Bishlam chelim ayim mishum kisufa." So chelim ayim, understand why you shouldn't visit, because the person's embarrassed. He needs to go to the bathroom, but when somebody's there, he's embarrassed to go out, but he needs to go out, and it's going to create a discomfort for the chayla. Whereas el chayla ha'ayin umachushi harosh my time, but why these other two? The person who has illness in his eyes, or he has a headache, significant headache, obviously. So why is that something that you can't visit? So Mara says, Meshum Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Rabbi Yehuda, Dibura Kasha Le'eno, Umali Le'ishta. When the person has an illness in the eye, talking is bad for it. Now, the gist which we have, it says, but it's good for a person who has a fever. The Gerard changes the gears, he takes out the word Umali, he says, Kasha Le'eno and U Le'ishta. When the Morse says Le'eno, that's answering the headache issue is similar to the illness in the eye, so that goes together. Okay, Amar Rava, high itchta, a fever, ilav the pravanka the malacha the moisa. We're not for the fact that it acts as a messenger for the Malach HaMavis. Were it not for that, Mali, it would be good. Gechizra L'dikli. Like the palm tree, and many of them grow with like a thorn out of, with a thorn bush or a thorn vine around them, so it keeps off the animals which would want to climb the tree to go get the fruits, but they won't because they have this these thorns at the base of the tree which prevent the animals from climbing the tree. So that if a person would have it once every 30 days would be healthy. Very strong, so it's megan on the thorns protect the tree. This type of the fever, were not for the fact that it represents the Malach HaMavis, burning out the body would not, is not such a bad thing once every 30 days. Tiraiki the gufa. It's like tiraiki. Tiraiki was like a type of a. What's the word I'm looking for? It was like a bomb they would make to put on the body. You know what? I prefer not to have the fever and not the advantages that it has. Okay. Let's finish off already.
So far, we've just got. We have the illnesses, we don't have injuries. Visiting anyone with an injury.
Well, we had the fellow being thrown off the mule. Then we touched on those cases, type of cases also. Omer Rabbi Bar Yonis and Omer Yechiel, arson yafal l'chayel l'refuasi. Arson is good to heal a person. Where it says, my arson, what is arson? Omer Yonison, chushlo desari atikto, the resh nafya. So it's the you take the barley, which have been pearled barley. It means you took off the husk it's aged of old barley, the pearled old barley. The reish nafya, that when you then you grind it and you make it into a flour, and you sift it, the part which comes out, first, that means it's the finest flour. That's arson. You make that into a porridge and you eat it. Amr bayan bishula, a cooked egg, is kain bistra the tura. It's like meat from ashore, which means that I think it means that it's not good, because just like bistra the tura is not good. 1 second. The Rav doesn't say. Okay. Rav Yosef Rasmida the Sari Atikta the Reish Nafya. You know, I'm sorry. Abai is explaining what arson is. He's saying it's a cooked egg. It's been cooked the amount of time like you would, like the bishr the tura. Rav Yosef Rasmida the Sari. He's talking about the flour. From a barley flour, atikta the resh nafya. Amrabaya, bayin bishula kibisu the tura. I'm sorry, I just got it wrong. It requires cooking like bisu the tura. That's what it means. It's blushing, not an egg. It means it requires. Okay, it requires cooking like bisu the tura.
There's no egg.
No egg. Take out the egg. Yeah. The word bayan can mean an egg, it also can mean require. It's a sort of one. I read it wrong. Okay. Amr Yechon, Bordom, Ein Revakrin, Ve Maskirin Shmoy. So a person has this illness of Bordom, or some couple of years of Bordis, which is a very significant diarrhea. Or it means boredom, which means it's coming up, he's bleeding from it. So that's it. There's nothing to daven for. My time, should combine Hanaveya. It's like this flowing spring, everything's flowing out of the person. So that's it. Let's see the Ran. So the Ran is on Mem Aleph Amad Aleph, starting in the wide lines of the Ran, about 8 lines down. Shatiach, it's in bold letters. So that he requires an or lechol, like a piece of leather that we could use as a cloth to eat on. Veloy revav without shemen. Veloy koni dea makon. If you don't have understanding, what do you have? Mayer lo kol ma sheyikna. What does it help? So a person who has this significant illness and recovers will recover sometimes to be more healthy, stronger than he was even before the illness. It's a contraction of the word that he's fresh and he's increasing. So what does it mean that he forgets his learning? So the word alumov, which means back to the youth, also can mean a lotion of something being hidden. His knowledge is hidden. So it became a lotion of heavy, a yaker, a lotion of a yaker of heavy. Sheshachay became very weighty upon him, this issue, because he forgot it. Tasasiyapi, Yugim upon him, explained it in 13 different ways. Kachas, a kovius, there was this washerman. Since it came the time that now they're standing for the decision of the judgment to be done, everything becomes the Barshim's shliach, Barshim's vehicle to fulfill it. He was a tall person, is now ill. What happened? Rachab Girduna Zucha. Rachab prayed the Khan, he was riding a small mule. They came to a gesture, Titura gesture, to a bridge. He saw it, it went crazy. So the Prada went wild. Vishchasubanara threw him into the river. Ishtoyed Miloshin Satya became Loshin of Satya Ruach Shashigoyan. Kimabalma Siyuta Hudanakte. I'm not sure where it says the Balma such a phrase, but he had a Kapta Mishagas, would be the modern version of that. So you see that such a phrase. So the word Siyuta means Loshin of Shigoyan, of craziness. Akruktas, it's a rare. So the scorpion rode the back of a frog and went across. He only visited a person. He has this heat. So, I said before that sort of supports the person in his illness. The fever itself feeds itself. Starve a fever and feed a cold, right? That's how the saying goes, right? So what? Chalutzim. He's girded with his. So that's the like the klizayim, which a person armed.
What's the word for taking off shoes?
Yeah, chalitz is the same word. Rashi says you find some things which words which are darav hifuchay. To stone something and to remove stones is the same word. Lafuke Hodatanya, the Shila the Shmuel, kept right, so they make back on the Hanuch the Kamani, Shmonami Lafuke Hani. So he's saying that the certain type of illnesses you don't visit, so for example, the Brisa gives, that's what Shmuel meant to say. You don't visit the person who's Chalamayim, Mishum Kisub, because he's embarrassed. The Zimun Shatarakl in the Kabbav, he needs to use the to relieve himself. In the Mitzvah, he's embarrassed. We're not for the fact that fever can be the source of death. It's good, like Tisha the Dikla, Hutsin Shasabi Vedakol, Shashabin Shasabi Behemis Vachayas. So the thorns around the base of the palm tree protect the tree. Trika, Merkachas, Moyo, it's a good type of a mixture, currently Trika. Chlusha the Sari, Sarim Klufim. It's pearled barley. which comes out when you first start sifting. It's one word, but it's as if it's two words. That blood is coming out of his intestines, out of his body. Same with Akron Asoid, the Shimon Zimin, the Kasarach, and the Kabu, Mitzari Lay. So you don't visit him because that he needs to, at any moment he's going to have to relieve himself. So the Ram learns it's not that we don't daven for him, but we don't mention what the illness is, because that's an embarrassing to say that. Okay. Let's hold it here.